It's a, I mean, it's a very disappointing loss. I think everyone fought hard to the very end, and I'm proud of the guys, proud of the, those guys in the locker room are, we're a family, and it's tough to see when guys are hurting after a loss like that, and, it's frustrating, but we know we can learn from it, and we're going to move on. I'm proud that, I mean, we're a great team. Chicago's a great team. It's tough to win in Chicago. And for us to take it all the way down to the last play is something to be proud of. We're not proud that we lost, but a lot of positives we can take and learn from it and apply for the rest of the season. We have 14 more games. We're 0-2 on paper. We know we're a better team than how we're playing and what the results are. But it's a process, and we're going to apply what we're learning to get better. And there's 14 more games, and nothing's out of reach yet. But we have to correct things, and we understand that. We have to have a sense of urgency that things need to be fixed, and we need to play better because we don't want to play like we were 2 years ago.
Christian, on that third down pass to Kyle, how close were you to hitting that on the last drive there?
It was close. Obviously, we wish we would have punched that in because if we score 7 rather than 3, game's over. And we got to find a way to convert. Running to my right, I put air on the ball, and of course it's going to carry to the right. And Kyle was close to making a great play. It's unfortunate that it didn't work out.
Are you being careful there to make sure that you don't give up the field goal? I mean, are you being overly
careful? Yeah, well, we wanted points. They were playing man-to-man, and Kyle, is obviously a big body, so tried to put it up on the top shelf. And again, the ball just kind of carried to the right. And I think we knew that we needed to score 7 there. That Jay Cutler obviously is a great quarterback and a great offense, and we would have liked to have that security blanket of 7 points.
So the ball kind of drifted on you.
Mm-hmm.
Christian, what was the key for you in the second half? First half, mostly the offense just had some issues. Was there anything you guys changed at halftime?
We didn't change anything. There's an understanding that we can play better than what we did in the first half, and I think guys just came out and had the right mindset that we knew we had to play well to have a chance to win, and we weren't playing well enough. The defense and special teams bought us 14 points, and then we gave them 7, and we understood that we had to play better. The defense played unbelievably well. I mean, I don't know how many turnovers we had, but we took the ball away from them. We scored, and as an offense, it's on us that we got to keep playing better. I'm proud of the way we played in the second half, but we need to have 2 halves. We need to start better than we are. Yeah, I'm a competitive guy. I try to get every yard out of every play, and there are times where you don't want to put yourself in risk of injury, but I want to do the best I can and make every play a positive play, and it's something I can continue to learn from. But especially when it's 3rd and short, I mean, I want to get that yard to convert.
One of the harder hits you've taken.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I mean, when you're diving in the air, I mean, the hit wasn't too bad. I mean, I was fine, and I feel fine. I'm not dinged up at all, and so I'm healthy.
The third down play, it's hard to argue, giving the ball to Adrian. It's 3rd and goal to 2. I mean, your thoughts when that play was called?
Well, Adrian's one of the best players in the league, if not the best, and we understand that we want to put the ball in his hands and let him make a play. I guarantee you the majority of the times he's going to get in there. Give credit to the defense. Chicago is one of the best defenses in the league, especially playing in Chicago. I mean, they have a great crowd, and it gets loud down there. And, it was unfortunate that we didn't get 7.
Could you tell at that point they were focused, they were expecting him to get the ball, and could you have called out of that play?
No, I mean, they lined up the same way every time in that formation. So, and we've gotten yards out of that same play. So, again, it's just give credit to them that they made the play.
Christian, what happened? Was it a miscommunication between you and Jerome?
We'll have to see on film what exactly happened. I think for me, I mean, I could have thrown the ball more outside and not let, I think it was Jennings that picked it off, let him make the play. And we'll have to see exactly on film. I can't really speak to it yet.
Christian, was this one of those games where if you didn't see somebody open downfield that you wanted to tuck it and run and just be a little bit safer with that, but still be aggressive on that same?
Yeah, well, the way their defense plays, their linebackers get a lot of depth, and there was a lot of running lanes and the ability to check the ball down. And And we understand that the throws downfield, that they do a great job of bending them out, breaking. They're not going to give up big chunks. So when things weren't there, either check it down or I'd run and get 5 or 6 yards. And it was just something that I saw in film that we could take advantage of.
I know you probably already addressed this, but how difficult of a loss is this based on the fact that you saw a special teams touchdown, a defensive touchdown, the team sort of coming around offensively, and then come down to that final 10 seconds?
Yeah, well, as an offense, we understand we have to play better, that this is on our shoulders, that the defense, like you said, defense and special teams spotted us 14 points. We gave their team 7 points. We didn't score enough points. And we have to score on our last possession. If we score a touchdown, then the game's over. So it is frustrating, but there are a lot of positives. I'm proud of the way that we kept fighting, and we changed things. We didn't change anything specific, and we just came out with a better mindset in the second half and played better. And I think it's something to grow from. It's hard to win in Chicago. They're a great team. And we played our butts off, I think, offense, defense, and special teams. And we're going to get better and refocus and move on to Cleveland.
Christian, what changed next week?
I'm sorry?
What do you need to change next week?
We're going to watch film and see the mistakes that we made. We played well in the second half. Obviously, we want to limit the turnovers and have zero turnovers and not give them points. But we need to start faster and play better and play two halves of football.
Christian, your last drive, you take that inside the five. The guys were pretty aggressive. I think you threw on first down and Jerome.
Well, I thought the whole game that the play calling was well. It's us that are on the field. We got to execute, and we did a better job of executing the second half and that drive specifically. I got to have, let Bill have confidence in me that if he is going to call a pass on first and second down, that we're going to make it work. But we want to keep giving the ball to Adrian because he's going to make plays. I was confident what we're doing. I was confident the whole game. I just moved on from the interception, didn't let it affect me. But I thought I kind of had that same mindset the whole game.
Couple more. Only two, Christian. Tough way to start. So yeah. What's your mindset this week with Cleveland?
Well, for us, everything's still in reach. All our goals are still out there. It hurts us that it's two divisional games, but we lost two divisional road games last year. And we know we still have one more on the road against Green Bay, and then we have the rest of them at home. But we have 14 more games that we understand that we're a good team, and we just have to practice better, we have to play better, and we have to take advantage of our opportunities. But I fully have confidence in all of the leaders that we have on this team, offense, defense, and special teams, that we're going to get it together. We're going to play more like we did in the second half and in all these ball games because we have to. We have to. Not let this affect us. I think it's a learning experience. Everyone's down. Everyone's disappointed for sure and frustrated. But it's time for people to step up and move forward.
Christian, after week one, you certainly share critics, but we always do in the National Football League. Do you feel like you've shut some people up today?
I don't know. Pick six is never good. That's a terrible play. Obviously, if you take away 7 points, it's a different ball game for them and for us. So I understand that I have to play better. I have to play four quarters of football, limit those mistakes, and there's a lot more that I can do in playing better and help this team be successful.
Has the coaching staff been encouraging you to stay more in the pocket and let
your play develop in front of you rather than immediately run out of the pocket looking for somewhere to go?
I can see on film and understand that there are a lot of times that I do run early. But I think it's something that God blessed me with, fast feet to make plays. And I don't want to take it away that away from myself. But again, there are times where I can stay in the pocket longer. And I think that's something I've gotten better at. I think especially 2 years ago and last year, I'd get out early. And I feel like I'm progressing in that area and still something I can get better at.
Last